many years, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has been interested in chemistry. In fact, he has a small laboratory set up in the basement, and you can find him there most any evening, tinkering among his test tubes. Tonight, Daddy is at his little bench experimenting. Listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. Yes, sir, there it is. I have to say it, I'm really proud of myself.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Silks. Have a look at this.
I'm looking, Daddy.
You know how I did it?
No.
You see that little tank? That contains hydrogen.
Yes.
The other tank contains oxygen. They're both gases.
Mm-hmm.
I took 1,240 parts of the hydrogen and 620 parts of the oxygen and mixed them in a cylinder.
Yes.
Then I wrapped it in a towel and touched it off with a match. Yes. It exploded 22 times, and there's the result. Look at it.
What is it?
A glass of water.
Are you thirsty?
No, I made it myself. Oh. It took me 3 hours to make that glass of water.
Why didn't you get it from the sink?
Oh, anybody can get water from the sink. The trick is to make it yourself.
Why?
Why? What would this world be today if everybody were satisfied to get water from the sink?
I know.
What would we do if it weren't for great chemists and physicists like Paracelsus, Archimedes, Newton, and Millikan? What would we be doing?
Getting water from the sink?
No. Look, they were men of science. Newton was the first man to discover the law of gravity.
Is it like gravy?
It's a natural law that has to do with things falling down.
Mm-hmm.
If you throw a piece of chewing gum up in the air, what happens?
It sticks to the ceiling.
I'm talking about outside where there's no ceiling.
I want some chewing gum, Daddy.
Never mind that. I'm trying to explain gravity. Newton discovered that all things have a tendency of attraction to the center of the earth. Everything must fall down.
Like pants?
Yes, pants too. And Newton proved that was true.
Didn't he have no suspenders?
Yes, he had suspenders. Look at Millikan.
Where?
He's a physicist. He worked for years and years building a very complicated machine that weighed 2 tons.
To keep his pants up?
No, to split the atom. And he finally achieved his goal. I suppose you know what he got when he split the atom?
Eve.
He got the Nobel Prize.
Why?
Because of his wonderful achievement. An atom is the smallest particle of matter known to man. In fact, it's so small you can't see it.
How do you know it's there?
Oh, I know, all right.
How?
Because I studied all about it. Even when I went to college. My first 3 years, I took dietetics and medicine.
Do you feel better now, Daddy?
I feel fine. Run along and let me work.
What are you going to do?
I'm conducting a little experiment, and I don't want you to bother me.
I won't do nothing, Daddy.
All right. Look, I'll show you how I make steam without any fire.
Can you make ice cream soda?
I'm a chemist, not a soda jerker.
Why?
Do you wish to observe this experiment or not?
Observe.
All right, now watch closely. I'm going to put some iron filings in this little bottle. Now I add some sulfur.
And some molasses.
No, I add a little water.
Is it going to be ice cream soda?
I told you I'm going to make tea without fire. Now look at the bottle. Watch what happens.
It's smoking, Daddy.
There. That's tea. See those little particles exploding and shooting out? Just like a volcano. How's that?
No good.
What do you mean? I make steam without fire. That's caused by spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous combustion?
Well, that's close enough. I just wanted to show you how steam is made.
Oh, it's just like the kettle.
That's right. And you know why steam comes out of the kettle?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So Mommy can open the lettuce.
Oh, she does, eh? Well, what does she think she'll find out?
You know.
I don't know anything. And what are you making yourself so wise about?
I don't know.
Well, stop it. Might as well be living with a couple of policemen. Nothing. Go away and let me work. Can't call my soul my own.
What's in this bottle, Daddy?
Huh?
What's in this bottle?
Oh, it's a new kind of poison. I've been working on it a long time.
What are you going to do with it?
Oh, I'll find a use for it.
What are you looking at me for?
Snooks. I'd like to try something.
No, you ain't.
Oh, Snooks, come here. Don't be silly. Has nothing to do with the poison.
Mom, put the bottle down.
Oh, I didn't even know I was holding it. Mm. Now, this stuff happens to be rat poison.
Make a rat, Daddy.
I can't make rats.
Why?
Because no chemist, no matter how great he is, can make a living thing. Living things are born, and each one has a special use.
What was that born for?
There are some questions that even science can't answer. But here, I'll show you something. Now, this beaker contains a number of elements.
Elements?
Elements.
Oh.
They're really basic salts. Potassium, magnesium, carbon, sulfur, and stuff like that.
Looks awful, don't it?
Snooks, in that beaker there is a man.
Huh?
Startling, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's everything in that beaker that goes to make a man. Of course, you can't see him.
Is he the little man who wasn't there?
Now, don't be facetious. Now you can see how wonderful chemistry really is. You can take a human being and break him down into 98 cents worth of chemicals.
How do you know?
I just did it. Look at that beaker.
There's a man in there?
A complete one. Broken down, of course. I've got him in that jar.
A broken down man.
That's right.
What'd you do with his hat?
Oh, it wasn't a man to begin with. It's all the component parts that go to make the whole person. Man is composed of those chemicals.
Well, then they make him live again, Dad.
I told you it can't be done. Nobody has the power of creation. I can assure you that a man would be a horrible monstrosity if a chemist made him.
Did a chemist make Uncle Louis?
Now, you leave Uncle Louis out of this.
I didn't say nothing.
Your mind keeps wandering all the time. Can't you pay attention to anything I teach you?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, what's in that jar?
Uncle Louis.
Well, yes, in effect, but it might be anybody. Now I'm going to show you what you can do by using some of the same chemicals and mixing them with others.
You make Aunt Elsie.
No, here's what I make. Now, what is it?
A firecracker.
Right.
Shoot it off, Daddy.
I will, in a minute. But I want you to understand that this is not the same as an ordinary firecracker. This is perfectly safe and harmless.
Did you make it?
Yes. And I intend to make all the fireworks you'll shoot off on the 4th of July.
Why?
Because there won't be any danger of you hurting yourself. Besides, it's cheaper.
Oh. Well, shoot it off.
All right. Now, you hold it and I light it.
No, I'm afraid to hold it.
Oh, don't be afraid. I worked on this thing for months. I know it's perfectly harmless.
Then you hold it and I light it.
Okay. Look, just to show you how safe it is, I'll hold it between my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, go on. Light it.
All right. Nothing happened.
Didn't I tell you?
Say, ain't it, Daddy?
Oh.
Are you hurt?
No. I was going to have that tooth pulled anyway. Come on, let's get out.